Good morning, everyone. This is The Quake, FM 99, KQAK, beginning its broadcast career.
The Quake, FM 99, KQAK San Francisco, with no commercials.
Well, there we go. Okay, huh?
Yay!
Taking these guys about a year to do, and we're finally here. We are.
We're back.
Gee, it's been about what, Rogalski? About 5 weeks for
five
you?
5 weeks,
huh?
Yeah.
Since we've been here, huh?
Yeah.
And welcome. This is the Quake FM 99, which is going to be the best radio station in San Francisco. You can take it from me.
Yeah.
We got some people already assembled here, and throughout the morning, I guess a lot of friends of the station are going to be dropping by, and it's really going to be something. And so once again, we are proud to say I'm Alex Bennett.
And I'm Joe Rogalski.
So you're just jumping in like you always have. Like,
yeah, I got rhythm.
You got rhythm?
Still.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're ready to roll here. We got all kinds of things. I don't know. I've just been thinking for weeks how I'm going to start this whole thing, you know, because we got to let people know what this is all about.
That's right.
This is probably going to be the best music you're going to get anywhere in San Francisco.
Amen.
I see names on that in the music rack here that I haven't seen in a radio station in years.
I'm going to start listening to a radio station I work for again.
At last, a radio station in San Francisco that plays Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And Ian Hunter.
And the Ramones.
Ah.
Yeah. But they still play Steve Miller. Well, look, you got to give a little, you got to take a little.
As long as it's very little taking.
Let me... We should say, you know, give you an idea of some of the people you're just going to hear this hour. Asia, Eddie Money,
Barry
Todd Rundgren.
Todd Rundgren? Oh, my, Ralph.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, when's the last time you heard Todd Rundgren on your radio?
Yeah, my stereo, but not my radio.
When's the last time Todd Rundgren heard Todd Rundgren
on the radio? Yeah.
But it's we're ready to roll here, and
yeah.
And I you know, I don't know exactly what to say except that so far as Joe and I are concerned in the morning, it's business as usual.
That's right.
And several things that we want to remind you, and that is that we do have a telephone again.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
have not taken away my telephone mm-hmm. privileges.
Right.
And this station is very responsive to your needs. Now remember, I still don't take no requests.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to listen to your needs.
Yes.
Fools that they are.
They'll learn. Right. They'll learn.
So with the exception of the 4 hours that we're on the air, this number I'm about to give you will be a place to call if you, you know, you have some suggestions.
Yeah.
Things you'd like to hear, kinds of shows you'd like to have on the air,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever. Somebody already has the number there.
Yeah.
It's ringing.
Uh-oh.
Should I, dare I try?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead,
this
Alex.
This person will be the first person ever to be... on the Quake.
FM 99.
FM 99. I'll get used to that. What?
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Alex. It's Rosie. All right.
Rosie.
Hi.
How are you, my dear?
I'm great.
Well, we meet again. Do you realize you are the first person to call this radio station? There's a fool born every minute.
Yeah.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm great. I'm so happy you guys are back. I missed you.
You missed me.
It's not the same without Alex and Jim. Well, you're back. This is cool.
Oh, that's terrific.
And Rosie, I got your letter in the mail. Thank you very much.
She sent you a letter?
She sent me a letter.
She sent me a letter.
Hey, hey.
You know?
Well, Rosie, you are officially the first person to ever call the Quake FM 99, okay?
Okay.
You will forever be enshrined somewhere, I don't know.
Probably police.
Probably on a muni bus somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah,
you know,
right.
For having done this. And it couldn't have been done by a nicer person.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
There's one other caller here.
Okay.
You were the second person ever to call this radio station.
All right.
All right. The guy's been up all night listening to the tone.
Yes. Can you play the Jaws thing
again,
where
are you calling from?
Bay City.
Bay City.
Daly City.
Oh, Daly City.
Daly City.
Well, we don't luck out all the time, okay?
All right.
Are you going to go sleep now or what? Oh, you're in a lot of trouble, I'll tell you that right now. Thank you for calling this morning. You're the second person ever to call this radio station. After this, I'm not counting anymore, okay?
Get for it.
Huh?
What do I get for it?
Well, just keep your radio on, and we'll give you music for free. How's that?
I'm going to change this station.
Already? Already? We didn't even start.
We'll play some music.
All right.
Can you play...
No, I don't take no requests. I'm sorry. Okay? But we do play music here. It's 6:13 at the Quake FM 99.
young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
Jump!
We haven't heard that in a long time.
Todd Rundgren on a rock and roll radio station. I can't believe this.
It's about time. This is The Quake, FM 99. I'm Alex Bennett.
And I'm Joe Rogalski.
And The Quake, FM 99, a brand new Bay Area radio station with no commercials at all. I don't know. I'm so used to being jam full in the morning that I don't know what to do. I got into saying something. I got so... started running away with myself there for a second that I forgot to mention that, yeah, we don't take requests on this line at this time of the morning, but we do take calls on the air. Do you know I haven't even given out the number, and all of our lines are lit?
You mean our listeners are literate?
I don't know. They know how to look up numbers in the phone book.
I think what they did is just started pushing buttons, and some of them got lucky.
But Irene is here.
Yeah.
We brought the whole gang over.
Yeah.
Joe's here. I'm here. Irene is here. Mm-hmm. And if at any time this morning you want to call us at 478-9900 is the new number, 478-9900. Well, what do you think, Joe? You think we made a good decision here?
Sure.
Huh?
Well, I think we did. I have to get used to getting up at 4 o'clock again.
Yeah, well, that was rough. That was rough. What, 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Being able to stay up till 3 in the morning carousing.
Yeah.
And now it's back to getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's going to be rotten because I'm only going to be able to get 2 hours sleep now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's, in case people are wondering, the show is going to be identical, I guess.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't want to throw you people off. The newscast will come at the same time.
Right.
And all the regular, interesting, and unusual features that have made this program a byword in San Francisco radio be appearing every morning, and of course Rogalski with his dulcet tones. I want to explain something. They said, we're going to get this station on August 23rd if the general manager has to sit there holding two wires together.
And at this very moment...
he's in another room holding two wires together.
Yes.
So we have a state-of-the-art studio. This is probably the most modern studio in San Francisco.
George Lucas, eat your heart out.
Yes, right. We could send a rocket to the moon with this thing.
Really?
And... So we've done, you know, everything we possibly could to make this thing get on the air.
Yeah.
So we are this island in the middle of this construction that's going on. Nothing else is finished except this studio, and it's not really even finished. They haven't put up the soundproofing yet.
Right.
They haven't done a lot of things. Your newsroom isn't one yet.
That's right. Well, it's there, but it's not.
It's that you go sit in there, but I don't think it'd be any great thrill.
And no.
And the bathroom here is a delight.
It certainly is.
I went in there, I figured, you know, just before I go on the air, I had better...
relieve yourself.
That's, I guess, the term you would use.
Yeah.
And I went in there and found out that there's no electricity in that part of the building.
I got a flashlight out in the car.
Well, all I had were matches.
Oh, boy.
So I found the porcelain convenience, and
yes,
as I stood there attempting to whatever, I had to keep lighting matches and dropping them in to find where it was, so I didn't miss. It kind of looked like, you know, Vietnam strafing with napalm at night, you know, into the thing. But so we were in the middle of all this construction, and it's but we are on the air.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a lot of people in this morning. We're going to have a regular party here. We have a program director who hasn't slept in, what, 5 days, something like that?
5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
And there's something else we can do here. Now, if people at home have stereo,
yeah,
you can actually hear us in stereo now.
That's right.
Joe is on one channel, I'm on the other. But we're not going to bore you with that right now.
Imagine somebody out there in their walk.
Now, Joe also doesn't have a teletype. You see, the teletype is about how many blocks from here?
Seven blocks down.
From here,
right.
At the old studios that were KMPX, right?
Yeah.
So what they have done is they have taken the teletype paper and they've unrolled it all the way up here, 5 blocks, and as the news comes in, Joe keeps pulling it in the window.
Yeah, so anybody who's going by Van Ness and Sutter, drive slowly, please.
Now, and also for the next couple of days, there will be a 5-block delay on the news.
You
should know that as
yes.
well. But Joe is doing as best he can to present the finest in news broadcasting for you on the Quake FM 99, and here he is right now for the first newscast ever in the history of the Quake FM 99.
Things are going well in Lebanon this morning. For starters, a third wave of Palestinian Liberation Organization fighters is leaving the country, Syria-bound. And Lebanon, yes, there still is a country of Lebanon, despite all the death and destruction. Lebanon has a new president this morning. He's a Christian military leader named Bashir Gamayel. The Christians are backed by the Israelis. Officials in upstate New York are dredging Lake Placid this morning, searching for the body of Calvin Simmons, the conductor of the Oakland Symphony. Simmons apparently drowned on Sunday when his canoe overturned. Other happenings, Italy's 42nd government since WW2 is in business and taken care of business. London gold opened at $378.62 an ounce, down $6 from Friday's close. In sports, both the Giants and the A's blew it. As far as the weather goes, we're going to have low clouds and fog coastside. Mostly fair, though, in the inland areas. Right now, it's 53 degrees in San Francisco, 57 in Oakland, 55 in Santa Rosa, and 59 in good old San Jose. And this is Rogalski for the Quake, FM 99.
Which one of us is going to make the first mistake?
You are.
And say KMEL first.
You are.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. In fact, in my head, I was almost expecting you to say four, you know, camel.
To make you bet, 99 cents, you do it.
Okay, 99 cents, you do it.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, that is you have just broken in the news department here.
Wow.
Albeit a piece of paper floating down Sutter Street.
Yeah.
And this is the Quake, FM 99 with no commercials.
Get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Alex Bennett. Joe Rogelski's working in the newsroom right now, and this is the Quake FM 99, the new Quake FM 99 with no commercials.
Thank you.
You are listening to the brand new The Quake, FM 99, and I'm Alex Bennett, and Joe Rogelski's in the newsroom getting ready. Newsroom. Let's see, he's got a typewriter on a crate in there. Well, we're getting this place together. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:39 in the morning, and if you just woke up, you're listening to the first hour of a brand new radio station in San Francisco. Hopefully one that people will remember for a long time. It's the Quake FM 99. It's kind of new and different for a radio station because more than any radio station I've ever been at, they have the desire and the want to play songs that you want to hear and to do the kind of things you want a radio station to do. And if you have any suggestions, they read them here. We have a literate staff who knows how to open envelopes and read letters. And you can drop a card or a letter to us at the Quake, 1311 Sutter Street, San Francisco, 94109. I also might mention that, you know, things have not changed. We actually have enough room here for a rather formidable studio audience. And we invite you to come join us in the morning at 1311 Sutter. Today it's going to be a madhouse down here, but, you know, might want to drop in. I don't know. 1311 Sutter is our address here, San Francisco, 94109. And, of course, during our show, we don't sit here and take suggestions. We actually take calls on the air. And if at any point during the show this morning you want to call, 478-9900 is our new telephone number, 478-9900. And to just put a little frosting on the cake, here at the Quake, FM 99, there are no commercials, but we got sticks.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
34 years old, and I was still wandering in a haze. I was wondering why everyone I met seemed like they were lost in a maze. I don't know why I thought I should have some kind of divine right to the blues. It's sympathy, not tears people need when they're the front page sad news. The incense burned away and the stench began to rise. Lovers now estranged, avoided catching each other's eyes. Girls who lost their children cursed the men who fit the coil, and men not fit for marriage took their refuge in the oil. No one respects the flame quite like the fool who's badly burning. From all this you'd imagine that there must be something learned. Slip skirt, Jeannie never wears no slip skirt. I don't ever wear no lip shirt. Can't pretend that going on her never hurt. Knee pants, Jeannie never wears no knee pants. I'd still be so drunk to try new dance. So afraid of every new romance. Slip skirt, slip skirt, Jeannie isn't wearing those. Slip skirt, slip skirt, she wouldn't bear in those. Slip skirt, slip skirt, meet your daddy goes slip skirt. Romance, romance, why are we thinking of romance? Why can't we drink it up, true hot romance? Just need a brief new romance. Let me tell you some more about myself. You know I'm sitting at home just now. The big events of the day are past, and the late TV shows have come around. I'm number one in the home team, but I still feel unfulfilled. A silent voice in a broken heart complaining that I'm unskilled. And I know that when she thinks of me, recrimination faster, and the past can never change. A woman's expectations run from both ends of the range. Once she walked with untamed lover's face between her legs, now he's cool and stifled, and it's she who has to beg. Slip skirts, Jeannie never wears those slip skirts.
Peter Townsend. I guess people are getting a pretty good idea this morning of the kind of music the station's going to be playing.
Yeah.
While we don't, you know, while we kind of babble a lot throughout the day, they are going to be hearing some some great people here at the brand new area.
That's easy for you to say.
Hey, it's the first morning. The brand new Bay Area radio station, the Quake FM 99, playing the music you asked us to play in the rich tradition of Bay Area rock and roll.
Yeah.
It is amazing. I got to be honest about saying, I'm not here to knock other people or whatever, but it is amazing that we live in an area that is famous for producing rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, stations like KRQR and KMEL neglect that whole Bay Area rock and roll tradition.
Yeah, I understand. Like, for instance, Huey Lewis had a hit last summer, and we never knew it.
Yeah, because we were working at KMEL, and
yeah,
they never played the hit.
Yeah.
Now, why,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, this is a station that is going to entrench itself in that rich tradition and
right,
is going to amplify it, hopefully. And we're really, I'm really proud to be here.
Yeah, because, you know, I've been out here 11 years now. And I, one of the reasons I moved out here, because I realized that everything I was, practically everything I was reading and listening to was coming out of the West Coast.
Yeah.
And I started working for radio stations here on the West Coast. And the longer I'm out here, the less and less Bay Area music I'm hearing all the time. So I'm delighted to be here.
We are getting calls this morning from as far away as Stockton saying we're coming in loud and clear. And we'd like to hear from you and where you're calling from and how it's coming in. And hey, Monty just walked
in.
Hey, long time no here.
Long time no here. Monty is my, as we all remember, my manager.
Yes.
Gets you know, it's a standard 15% deal. He gets 85%, so it's
right,
first one to arrive, huh?
Yeah,
that's right. He's my moolah.
Lucky us.
Yeah, boy, did we luck out. Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of this?
Go
talk into the microphone.
Here, come on. They won't believe you're here unless you're speaking to this, Monty.
How you doing out there, everybody?
That was Monty.
He probably figures that we have to shout out the window for anybody to hear us here.
Yeah.
This is amplification.
Oh,
Monty.
Oh, yeah. You have to yell out the window?
You don't have to yell out the window.
Other people can hear me over this thing?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your honey? How's your baby? This is your sweet time guy.
I think the station's in trouble.
You noticed.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, good morning, Monty.
Good morning, good morning.
Here's one to arrive.
The Feist official crazy. Yeah.
And everybody's coming. Tom Webb, our news director. I'll get into that later. I want to introduce who all the people are at this radio station a little bit later and let them know what's going to be happening here. But I got to tell you that sometimes you go into something like this and, you know, you talk to the people that are involved in it or starting it. You know they're trying to sell you on the idea. And then you figure you'll go to work and you'll find out what the letdowns are going to be.
Right.
And so far I've been pleasantly surprised that not only have things not been a letdown, but I've been surprised by the fact that they're going a step further than I ever expected them to.
Yeah. Hey, I'm in shock. We played Todd Rundgren already, and I got my coffee.
That's good for a start.
You know?
I don't know. Anyway, it is 6:53, and since he has no newsroom, he's in here. So if everybody can kind of keep a little quiet while he does his news. Here now, Joe Rogelski, in the best tradition of San Francisco radio news, with the news.
Well, believe it or not, we do have some problems this morning, traffic-wise. There is an accident on the Golden Gate Bridge, southbound, mid-span. There is one injury. We have no word right now on lane closures, but once again, there is an accident southbound, mid-span, Golden Gate Bridge, one injury. Also, we have an accident in the Oakland area, according to CHP, westbound 580 at the westbound 24 interchange. Good morning. This is Joe Rogelski for The Quake, FM 99. Calvin Simmons, the conductor of the Oakland Symphony, is presumed dead this morning. Simmons, vacationing in upstate New York, took an early evening canoe ride on Lake Placid on Sunday. Witnesses said a stiff breeze kicked up, the canoe capsized, and Simmons went to the bottom. He was not wearing a life preserver. Efforts to reach him failed. New York State officials are searching for Simmons' body this morning. Calvin Simmons conducted the symphony in Oakland for the past 3 years. He was born in San Francisco. Mary May, the PR person for the Oakland Symphony, admitted, "This leaves us pretty much destitute, but the show will go on." Oakland Symphony conductor Calvin Simmons, presumed dead, a drowning victim. Simmons was 32. Believe it or not, things are actually looking up in Lebanon this morning. The third wave of Palestinian Liberation Organization fighters is leaving the country, bound for Syria. And there appears to be little, if any, hassle in the eventual evacuation of all the PLO from West Beirut. Of course, we must remember that the PLO continues to occupy other sectors of Lebanon, which does not make the Israelis happy. But the election of Lebanon's new president must make the Begin regime happy this morning. Lebanon's new head honcho is Bashir Gamayel. He's a Christian. Muslim politicians in Lebanon aren't terribly excited about Gamayel, but they did not put up any opposition. Benjamin Sashway is opposed to registering for the Selective Service sign-up, and he faces trial this week in San Diego for refusing to fill out that SS card at his local post office. Sashway is actually the first man to be indicted for not registering for a potential draft, although a Virginia man went on trial for similar actions last week and was found guilty in order to sign up. Mr. Sashway says signing up is his part, he says signing up is part of a federal plot to crank up the draft. The White House denies such thoughts. On the Planet Prowl this morning, the Polish government has warned its citizens to can further anti-government protest. And oil expert Dan Lundberg says gas consumption in the U.S. was down last week. So was the price by half a cent a gallon. Taking care of business, London Gold opened on the downside this morning, down $6. The quote, 378.62 and a half. The predictions on Wall Street are that the Dow will be down today. And the Central Bank of Iceland has devalued its currency by 13%. Iceland, by the way, has the highest rate of inflation on the planet. In sports, Giant manager Frank Robinson says, "We was robbed." Actually, I can't air what he said. It seems that in the bottom of the 12th inning of Sunday's match with the Cards, catcher Glenn Blummer stole home on Giants pitcher Gary Lavell. Robinson claims the ump should have made a call on the pitch to the plate, and he says that pitch was a strike. A strike would have canned the Cards' winning run. By the way, the A's lost also on Sunday. Then again, we're getting used to that, aren't we? Low clouds and fog, coastside, mostly fair in the inland areas. And the right now the temperatures throughout the bay.
It's easy for you to say.
It certainly is. San Francisco, 53. Oakland.
First morning jitters is in here.
No, actually, I can't read my own writing. See, I typed up this.
I can't either, you know. I mean, you write notes to me, and it takes me an hour to decipher them.
Yeah. How do you think I feel? Anyway, San Francisco, it's 53, Oakland, yeah. 57, Santa Rosa, 55, and San Jose, 59. And once again, we should warn you, if you're coming in for the North Bay this morning, problems on the Golden Gate Bridge. There is an accident southbound, mid-span. There is at least one injury. No word yet on any lane closures. That is it for now. Rogelski for the Quake, FM 99.
How does it feel?
It feels great.
You know, it's good. It's funny. I got to tell you, this is the truth. Rogelski and I have worked together for, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
And we figured, hey, you know, 5 weeks, hey, you go your way, I go mine. We found that every day, just by habit, we'd have to have lunch with each other. But we didn't have lunch on Saturdays and Sundays.
That's true.
It's very true.
Yeah.
And I want to know that a lot of the old gang is with us here.
Yeah.
Irene has come over and is our producer again.
Yeah.
So it feels like an old home week. And there are a lot of other people that you'll meet that you've known before. And there are going to be people coming in all morning long, a lot of the comics from San Francisco. And it's going to be fun. If you want to call us at any point this morning, some of you will be on the air. It's 478-9900 is the brand new number, 478-9900. And if you're around the Bay Area, we would like to hear where you're hearing us from.
Yeah, please.
We'd like to get an idea of how far the signal is getting out. And we'll talk to some of you on the air, too.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the Quake FM 99 with no commercials.
Here he comes.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alex Bennett on The Quake, FM 99, and it is 7:02 at the sound of the camel who's finally had it.
The Quake, FM 99, KQAK San Francisco, with no commercials.
Those prison nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all. In Mohegan Sun, a blue jean girl, learning love come once in a lifetime. She found me singing by the railroad tracks. Took me home.
Everybody, it is a brand new day with a brand new radio station. It's 7:06 here at the Quake FM 99. I'm Alex Bennett, and
I'm Joe Rogalski.
Or I'm Alex Bennett,
and I'm Joe Rogalski.
Or no,
I'm Alex Bennett,
and I'm Joe. It doesn't matter, actually.
Well, I had the beard.
Yeah, and he wears smaller shirts than I do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're small, right?
No, I wear a medium, actually.
You wear a medium?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I always get a large because then they shrink. You
know? Yeah.
Do these shirts shrink?
I hope not.
Not the 50% ones.
No,
right?
See, I always get a medium, then I shrink.
Because at Camel, you know, if you wash those things once, you have to use them as a hand puppet.
Yes, you know? Yes. I put one on a kitten one day, and the kitten almost died. It was awful. Just awful.
I had an enemy once, and I put a Camel baseball jersey on him.
Yeah.
Threw him into a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Almost killed him. It was terrible. It was horrible.
Goodness.
Anyway.
His neck was blowing bubbles. Huh?
His neck was blowing bubbles. Monty's here already.
Hey.
But I think we should probably set this whole thing up. Number one, this morning I just like to have people phone. The premise this morning is call and say hello.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else to do on a first day, okay? 478-9900. We'll talk to some of the people out there like we always do. 478-9900 is our new number. Our address here. And it's important that you know the address because this is probably the first time I ever heard of a radio station actually wanting to hear from you because this station is programmed by your suggestions, by your wants, by your needs. They're all fed into a giant program director.
Yes.
And spewed out as programming here.
Yes.
The stuffed bagels showed up with their stuff.
Oh, look at that.
Oh.
Whitefish.
Yeah. Whitefish chubs. Oh, boy.
They got a stuffed camel outside.
Do they?
They got a stuffed camel.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to stop and I'll get sued.
I'll tell you, it's off my diet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're always looking for suggestions here at Quake FM 99. And if there are any shows, records, features you'd like to hear, just drop us a line here at the Quake, 1311 Sutter in San Francisco, 94109. And I might add that, of course, we, as usual, are going to have a studio audience in here in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be part of that studio audience, just come on down.
Yeah.
1311 Sutter.
It's Van Ness and Sutter.
Right across from E.T. Corner to E.T.
Yeah, the Regency Theaters.
Regency Theaters over there. Actually, what's great about the reason I took this job, Joe?
Why?
I mean, you know, the fact that we're only making $225 a week.
Yeah.
You argued about
You're
that.
Making $225 a week?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know I had to take a cut in pay, but...
I came over here for $80.
You just haven't got Monty working on your side, you know.
Yeah. Right?
Anyway, the main reason I took the job is that when we get through here, we can get in line over at the Regency before anybody else.
What happens if E.T. isn't there?
Well, phone home.
Before I forget, I should tell people that accident is still working on the Golden Gate Bridge. One lane is closed, the curb lane southbound on the Golden Gate Bridge, and things are kind of slow in general, so you might lose a few minutes in that North Bay commute getting into the city.
I also have another announcement for everybody here in the studio that the sun has come up, so you can now use the bathroom.
Oh, good.
Without having to throw matches into the commode to find it.
Oh, that's great.
We are in the middle of all this construction here.
Yes.
I want to take out a second here to let people know that this is a radio station, I think, unlike any radio station you've heard in a long time in this city. It is being conceived as a radio station in the best tradition of San Francisco radio. And to that end, they have gotten a staff here. I'm happy to say radio personalities as opposed to just disc jockeys.
Yeah.
People who are going to entertain you, who are going to become part of your lives, who you're going to want to know, kind of people you'd like to have come into your house and sit down, put their feet up on the table and...
raid your refrigerator.
Yeah,
yeah.
Heist a few beers or something
right.
or whatever else you hoist. They are a group of the most talented individuals that I've ever seen one radio station get under one roof. And it starts at 10 o'clock with Bell Nolan, who you all know from KRQR, who got tired of reading liner cards and wanted to be a human being again on the air.
Yep.
I am not a liner card reader. I am a human being. And she's here. And she, you know, there's more depth to her, folks, than that was, the time is, here is. And you're going to hear that. And she's also our... what is the title? Assistant Program Director? Is that the title?
Yeah, third person from the left, I think. Yeah.
And so you all know her.
Yeah.
And then there's a guy they got out of Houston. Actually, you spring somebody from Houston by the name of Tim Bedore. Tim, on top of being a fine radio personality, is also a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
He's gonna be playing the Punchline next month.
Right.
And you're going to want to get to know him. He's here starting at what? 2:30.
2:30.
I have to get these shifts correct.
Yeah.
And he goes until when?
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Then it's 7 o'clock. Oz. need we say more? We have some people with weird names here, but Oz
is Oz.
I heard Oz doing good music. Not good music, but the big band
big
stuff,
band music,
right?
Yeah.
And I don't... To show you what a pro he was, he actually sounded like he knew that music. And it was going great until one day he blew it and said that was Bing Crosby with Paul Whitman's orchestra.
It was a little sampler.
He's terrific, and he's, again, a guy with a great sense of humor and a great sense of rock and roll.
Yeah.
And finally, back to the Bay Area. Where is he?
Get him in here. Come on, where is he?
Lobster.
Come on.
Lobster.
Yo.
Here's a guy.
Get over here. Get over here.
Oh,
my God, FM again.
Here's a guy you haven't heard in a long time because most FM radio stations don't really understand what he's about. And every time I've gone around and they say, who are you going to have on the station? I say, Lobster. And immediately they go, Lobster!
Right? Well, it's funny.
They think I'm going to buy them a dinner is what the problem is.
I was just
is.
Talking to someone on the phone who was calling and asking, oh, what is the station like? And then he ran down all the names he saw in the pink section yesterday. And it was really nice. He said, well, I didn't know what happened to you when that station you last worked at San Jose. I worked
Where
at
were
an
you?
AM AOR station called KLIV, and they changed it to big band music in May of last year.
Oh, well, this is your way
so
of getting
it. So this is a revenge. We've gone the other way. I have nothing against anybody's music, but I'm glad mine's back someplace.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It's good to have you here. Tonight.
Yeah, it's nice to be operating again.
But everybody I talk to says Lobster's going to be, and they just go crazy. I don't know what it is. I guess it must be that Lobster outfit. Huh?
Maybe it's Bill Murray's fault. We put Bill Murray on for a second. Bill Murray was responsible for this. I wasn't.
All right.
Everybody get out of here. There's a lobster loose. Oh, holy cow, he's loose. Everybody get out of here. He's vengeful. Quickly, cover yourselves with hot butter and carry lemons just in case. You have to squirt him with it and so forth and repel him. Everybody get out of here quickly. There's going to be a tragedy. Oh, God.
Oh, that felt so good.
The lobster is back.
Yeah, midnight tonight.
Yeah. I'll be doing Sunday afternoons, and I'll be on midnight, my kind of hours, you know. It is called the lobster shift. You can look it up in your Funkin' Wagon.
Is it really called
yes,
the lobster?
Yes, it's in the dictionary.
Son of a Okay, let's get to work here. We're going to be taking some calls. 478-9900 is the number to call. I'm here. Joe Rogalski is here. Irene, good to have you back,
hey.
Sweetheart. And this is The Quake, FM 99.
Holy cow, we're loose!
And as an absolute and wonderful frosting on the cake. No commercials.
No music.
I pushed the wrong button. It finally happened, folks. Finally happened. Okay, I pushed this button here.
You'll be shaking.
Robert Plant for you on the Quake FM 99, where it's 7:18. We got a whole bunch of people coming in here. Everybody, just applaud so they know you're here this morning.
Yeah.
We even got listeners walking in the door now. So it's going to be fun. Hello, Ray Booker.
Hello, Alex.
How do you like breaking in a radio station?
Yeah, isn't this cute? Still got tape on the window.
So we don't break through them while this is still under construction. I mean, they decided they were going to go on August 23rd, come hell or high water, and this is the high water here.
Yeah.
Let's take some calls. We got some people out there that have been calling this morning, and I want to find out who they are. Good morning. Are you? Let me turn this on here. Are you there? Oh, wait a minute. Where are we? Got to learn how to use this. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
Who's this?
This is Paul from?
Novato.
Yes. Good morning.
Son of a gun.
How you doing?
It's like old home week here.
It certainly is. Yeah, I'm wearing my varsity letter. It's nice to have you back, but I'm a little nervous.
You're a little... What are you nervous about?
Well, you're becoming kind of like the George Killian of Bay Area Radio. You know, I stopped it once, I can stop it again. don't stop making it, okay? We missed you a lot.
We plan to stick around for a long time to come here.
Yeah, I figured out how they could afford to get by with no commercials, by hiring someone probably who works as cheap as you do.
Thanks for calling, Paul.
Yeah, Alex.
Okay. Good morning. You're on the Quake, FM 99.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm really enjoyed.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling here from the city.
You're calling from the city?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name's Cal.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, this is, I guess, going back in history a little bit, but I really enjoyed your show on Wednesday, the closing show you did on KMPX.
Yeah.
That was kind of a tribute to your dad, huh?
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah, it was a really nice show you did. It was, the closing for that old-time station was really nice that you did.
Yeah.
I just want to say I really enjoyed it. Also, this is... I don't know, maybe it's a little not appropriate to bring it up on the air here, but I'm wondering, I hear that there's another station going to go AOR middle of next month, KFOG, I believe, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to. Nobody knows really whether they're going to or not.
Uh-huh. But it seems like...
Somebody has dubbed all this the Radio Wars, actually.
Yeah, it's like, that's going to be like 7 AOR stations.
But we like to kind of think of ourselves like Switzerland, you know. We don't go to war with anybody because we got it made.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that what you're going to hear here is going to be the most amazing thing to happen to San Francisco radio in a long time.
Little KMPX, huh?
Yeah, and I hope you'll stick with it. I think if you just listen to it for a while, you're going to hear the difference. It's an absolute difference. Thanks for calling this morning.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're certainly getting a lot of folks in here. My Nathan from Captain Video brought me Junior's Cheesecake all the way from Brooklyn. Hey, it's the best cheesecake anywhere. Carrie Snow just walked in. Hello there, Carrie, my dear.
Hi. How are you, big guy? You look pretty cute today. I brought donuts in. I bought them in Oakland.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming down to break in the studio. I know how you're used to breaking in young boys, so
yeah,
I think this is probably no.
The USS Constellation.
You noticed
came
I didn't
in,
disagree.
Carrie, by the way, finished in the top five. Where were you?
Number two. It doesn't matter where I was. I'm
in
there.
In the first week of the comedy competition.
And I'm going to be the sleazebag contingent, I think.
Are you really?
Yeah, that's who I'm representing this year. They're, sponsoring me. I got a robe, the satin robe and the whole thing. Yeah.
I have a very important function we have to perform here. Is Joe here? Is Joe around? Let's get Joe in here.
Yeah,
is he having problems?
Liquor. That's what race is for.
It's working. So enjoy yourself, and we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Listen, I'm talking Harry and sour cream here. I'm in hog heaven.
I can imagine. Let Joe sit in there.
Hi, Joe.
Morning. How you doing?
Joe is having to work under dire conditions here this morning.
I work for a living. I don't stand up and try to be funny.
You sit down and
make people happy. Yeah, this is a big difference.
He sits down and makes a fool of himself, so it's whatever.
Oh, all right.
Well, Joe, first of all, I want to remind these people of a few facts about this radio station that I think are kind of important to remember. And that basically is, this is the Quake FM 99, a brand new Bay Area radio station with no commercials at all. Nada. You're probably wondering how we're going to make money. At this moment, our sales staff is down in Union Square with a tin cup.
Yes,
actually.
A very large tin cup. Yeah.
And... tradition being what it is,
yeah,
we can't change a hair on this station's head, on our show's head, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know as much as you love it, here we go.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. Oh, we get letters every day. Mail, 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 mail today. Rivers, new and up. I just don't know what they're doing. Oh, letters. Oh, we get letters. Let's find out what you have to say. Mailman, mail today.
Yes, we have some mail, Joe.
What do we have, Alex?
Well, this one appears to come from Oakland, California. Actually, more particularly, Antioch, California. It says, Dear Alex, quite a while ago, you had an excellent premise of what's the worst thing about being a male or female.
Oh, no.
Well, I can tell you what the worst thing is about being a woman. When men and women have sex, it's just taken for granted. It's just assumed that sex isn't over until the man reaches orgasm. It's...
Wait a minute.
It's not taken for granted, nor assume that sex isn't over until a woman has a...
Climax. Alex. Yeah. Alex, how long has our sabbatical been?
Five weeks.
5 weeks.
5 weeks.
How old is that letter, Alex?
It says June 11th, 1982 at the...
How many weeks is that, Alex?
Oh, I don't know.
About eight?
About 8 weeks, yeah, sure.
That means that 3 weeks before we left the other place, you started reading that letter.
Well, it's, you know, a good letter, and I've often been told if in show business you add sex to anything, you know, you got a hit. So here mm-hmm. it says orgasm and climax. And,
yeah. Do you have anything else, Alex?
Well, let's see here. I have, where is that letter? Oh, here's one I have. It says, mm-hmm. it's a picture of me with my face torn up saying, we don't have no damn requests. I think that's a pretty good one there. And
Martinez lives. Yes.
And finally, Dear Alex and Joe, having a great time but still miss listening to you in the morning. This is somebody undoubtedly who doesn't know we're gone. It's from Hawaii.
Yes.
Naked woman on the front.
Oh, yes.
And it says, waiting for Alex. She's on the beach there with her yabba who's hanging out there.
Right, right.
The weather's been hot.